Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think of Focus Friday, Andy Hart? It's a Focus Friday here on WEEI Afternoon. It's also a Patriots Friday. That was Gerard Mayo this morning. The word of the day is focus. It's like one of those daily word calendars, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like there's a different sort of thing, different things each day. Focus was the big one today.
Yeah.
Which, what was going on the rest of the week? Not a lot of focus, I guess.
Exactly. And if anything, I always thought Bill Belichick kind of lightened up later in the week. It was like the hay was in the barn was one of the things he would say.
Right.
Bill was big. Wednesday is the focus. And I know Gerard does the turning of the page thing, or I think he calls it changing the page on Wednesdays. But yeah, I don't. His focus should be on winning. His focus should be on the team. It should not be on the offseason and what he's. The other thing that jumped out to me, stupid little thing, but Kyle Duggar's out again. The injury report comes out. He's out again. And after this question where Mayo said something about tightening the screws, Mike Reese goes, speaking of tightening of screws, is Kyle Duggar going to come back with that ankle? And I was like, has Kyle Duggar had, like, surgery? Are there screws in Kyle Duggar now? Where's this tightening of screws as a transition, Mike Reese?
Yeah,
I thought that was weird.
That's a little bit on the nose. What's happening there? I don't think he's had surgery, but maybe that's what they need to insert a screw into the ankle or something, right? Like,
something.
Is that what they need to do?
It caught my ear. It was a little weird. It was something that was interesting, but he's out again. Although Gerard did say he's definitely coming back this year to play, because we're going to get to that point, too. Whether it's Barmore or Duggar, or some of these guys, like, do you even want him to play? Like Cole Strange? I mean, Cole Strange I definitely want to play. If Cole Strange can come back, I want to see Cole Strange.
Any offensive lineman that you have, even though I don't think he's very good, even anybody that you have, you got to at least
I don't know what he is. I don't know if he has any value moving forward. I need to know if you're even sticking. Like, Barmore is going to be here.
Right.
So is it worth Barmore getting a couple games late in the year? I would almost say no. Get in as best shape you can, for make sure you have no injuries going into the offseason. You can have a full offseason and be ready to go next year. Same with Duggar. I wouldn't risk re-injuring something. Now you have to have surgery in February. You rehab until May. You get a red shirt on when they start mini camp. I don't like those types of things. But getting back to your question at hand, see, I have a lack of focus here in this answer. I apologize.
Not a very good Focus Friday for you today,
nope,
Andy.
Well, is this any different than any other Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, or Monday?
No, but this is Focus Friday, so, you know, you got to up the focus a little bit.
You think he's going to have that now? Or are we going to have, like, these little things? Is he going to tell us, like, these quirky, he pulled it off his calendar type thing?
Maybe.
I hope not.
I hope it is alliterative as Focus Friday. Formerly in the Open Anthony show, there was, of course, Whip It Out Wednesdays. You older listeners may remember that. Taco Tuesday, you know, it really helps if it's a day
Thirsty
of the week.
Thirsty Thursday,
Manic Monday. Like, it has to be an alliteration if you're doing something like that. Otherwise, it just
Friday.
Doesn't work. Yeah, right. Something like that. But if it doesn't start with the same letter, it's like one ear and out the other. It's like it doesn't even exist.
It's not creative.
Right.
It's like, I was thinking, by the way, rhyming also works. We should have, when Giardi joins us, we should have, like, some music and some, like, noises and stuff. And
the Giardi party.
Exactly.
Oh, I thought you were going to go like mariachi or something.
No.
Mariachi, Giardi.
Every visit from Giardi is a Giardi party.
A Giardi
the
party.
Afternoon show.
Okay.
Spice it up.
It's a bit of
he
a
cut you off.
Well, it was a bit of a Christian Gonzalez answer there at the beginning. It was,
But he said something. He said something. He just said it quickly and succinctly.
He did. He said it very quickly.
He didn't feel the need to elaborate on tearing down the coach.
True. No, and listen, Mike's great, and that was a good hit, and he had some good stuff to say there. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to the phones, talk to our good friend Paulie in Dedham, who I saw at the gas station the other day. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, what do you say, my good man?
How you doing?
I'm speaking of Dedham, I'm on 128 right now. I'm bumping a bump of traffic on my way up to Tingsboro to see Dedham and the Dedham football team's got up their first playoff game tonight.
Okay.
So they win this
all right,
week.
Go Marauders. Yeah, all right.
Lowell Tech up in Tingsboro. It's a haul, but I know a couple of these kids. One of the guys, Ben Vogie, I'm a friend of his father's, Bobby, and another kid, A.J. Panette. He's got all 5,000 all-purpose yards for Dedham.
Wow.
And I do yard work for his mother.
The Marauders good this year, Paul? The Marauders any good? Are they competing this year?
Well,
or what?
They're not as good as they were. They were not as good as they were last year. They have knocked out in the second round of the playoffs. Where if they had won, they would have made it to the Super Bowl. But
gotcha.
We're still hopeful. We're going up there to support them. But
okay.
You talk about the offensive line versus with this the first round pick next year versus a wide receiver, Christian and Andy. I'm with Andy on this one, Christian. You build from the inside out. These games are still won with blocking and tackling. You got to be able to run the ball and stop the run first and foremost. Drake May will be able to attract free agent receivers where the offensive line, those offensive tackles, you've got to get them early, young, and then that's when you get them cheaper. And you need that anchor more than anything. That offensive line is in shambles, has been for quite some time.
It is. You're right about that, Paulie. But wide receivers are more expensive than tackles. You know, tackles are the high-priced positions, but the good wide receivers, the Justin Jett, those guys, they're making more than the tackles, I hate to tell you. Like, if you're worried about eating up a bunch of your salary cap or whatever, which I don't really think you should be if you're the Patriots, that shouldn't make a difference this year, even if you were up against the cap, which you're not. You have, like, $150 million. But even if you didn't, I don't really think that's something they should be all that concerned about at this point, considering how little they've spent over the last however many, since 2021, basically. It's been, not exactly a big spending spree. So that shouldn't really factor into it too much. But even if it did, I still would go wide receiver. I just, you know, like that to me is a tougher find. It's tougher for the Patriots to find it. That's for sure. And every time they try and draft a wide receiver in any part of the draft, wherever it is, except for in the lottery, because they've never done it before. And not since the days of like Irving Fryer and Hartley Dykes. Like that's the last time they were drafting wide receivers that high. I'm okay going back to that. I'm okay trying that. I think that at this point, you know, you've had better luck drafting tackles later on in the draft. You've had that in the past. You've had better luck signing free agent tackles. You haven't had any luck doing that with wide receivers. Just have the decision be made for you. That's what I would prefer. And if it's Travis Hunter, great. And not just because he's a Colorado Buffalo, he's having a great year. You're right, he is skinny. Giardi said that. He's 6'1", like 180 or something like that. But you can see how good he is. And there's other receivers out there, too. There's the two kids from Texas who are maybe going to come out next year. The kid from Arizona. Like there's other guys out there. Ole Miss has a really good receiver this year, so there's going to be other options, but I still, that's the way I would go.
The other problem that's developed here as the salary cap has gone up, it used to be, we went through a phase there where elite wide receivers were available. You could trade for them, you could get them, they would have contract disputes. Now everybody's signing their wide receivers. Their young wide receivers are staying put because tackles often didn't get traded. Tackles, Laremy Tunsil is one, but for the most part, when teams felt they got a blue chip tackle, they generally signed him and kept him. Now, teams keep the tackle and the wide receivers, as you've noted, multiple wide receivers.
Yep.
Two wide receivers don't even get free. So it's more and more in the draft. That's why something just hit me. What do you think of this plan?
Okay.
So we need offensive linemen. We need tackles. Now, the two top tackles, there's this whole, oh, they might be guards. Mine might have to move.
Mm-hmm.
So you trade down from the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
You get whatever you get in the sixth pick, extra first-round pick next year, extra twos. You take Will Campbell with the first-round pick you got.
Yeah.
Then you trade back up and you take Kelvin Banks, the tackle out of Texas. You draft both of them.
Uh-huh.
If one of them has to move to guard, okay, I got a great guard, and hopefully, law of averages, one of them will be able to stay at tackle, and now we have the foundation of a dominant offensive line for the next 15 years.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm okay with that, except now you're still stuck with Kayshon Booty and Pop Douglas as your wide receivers, but, you know, that's the Andy Hart plan is T. Higgins and getting the free agent, and I think that's a noble plan. I just think it's going to be hard to do. As for the reasons you just said, these guys don't hit the free agent market that much anymore. It's just a fact of life in the NFL these days, and an unfortunate one. They could trade. I mean, they could maybe package some of those trades and trade for a wide receiver. That's maybe a little bit more realistic. But either way, it seems like whichever way you go, you're going to be left out in the cold in the other one. And that's just a reflection, I think, of the way the NFL is right now, and maybe a little bit of the incompetence is kind of a strong word, but the inexperience of this current front office and building a team. Right,
I mean, incompetence is fine. Like, it doesn't mean they're going to remain incompetent. They didn't do their job well enough.
So far, they've been incompetent, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
Poor decisions, poor execution, whatever. I guess incompetence kind of implies you'll never be able to do the job.
Right.
And I don't know if that's true. Although, I have questions and hesitations in that area. But yeah, so far, they have not made good decisions that have led to an improvement talent pool.
All right. Yesterday, we talked with our own Brian Frazoco about this Bears matchup, and now it is time for the Patriots-Bears scouting report for Week 9.
Ooh. Ooh.
I said it's time for the Patriots-Bears scouting report from Week 9.
He said,
Sorry, Arkan.
For the scouting report.
I got to get like an ad blocker or something, because sometimes these
ads. Oh, they hit you with the ad,
huh?
Oh,
my God. It just takes the wind out of my sail.
And you can't even do the skip. They just make you watch the whole thing. I hate that. I do hate that. There's a way around that, though.
It's porn.
No, it's, you know, doing it before I call for it.
Yes.
Maybe that. But yeah.
That is it.
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much.
Oh, there it is. Smooth sailing now.
Yeah, no one noticed. Patriots and the Bears scouting report last week. What happened to the Bears last week? I'll tell you what happened to the Bears, Andy Hart. They got smoked by the Cardinals. A really bad lot. 29-9. Connor ran all over them. Not even a great game from Kyler Murray. But really, it didn't matter. Their run defense is very weak. It was their second loss in a row. And it was a bad follow-up to the Hail Mary loss, which I didn't understand this, and I didn't really get it. Brian came in and told us this yesterday. The Hail Mary loss really left an impact on that team. They really...
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They had won a couple games in a row. They thought they were back on track. Then that Hail Mary happened, and it's like it took the entire wind out of their season sails.
Yeah, they were going to be, what, 5-2? Is that right?
Would have been 5-2.
Instead, they're 4-3. Then they have a hangover. They're 4-4, and they are floundering, and now they hate their coach, and their wide receiver's walking off the field, and that jackal is walking off the practice field when he finds out he's not part of the game plan.
Yep.
The whole thing. No, they're a mess. That play.
That happened so fast. They went from, wow, look at the Bears. They might actually be good. Now, Hail Mary, and now they're panicking. Full-blown panic in Chicago.
Life comes at you fast in the NFL, baby.
It really does. Roma Dunze showed up in that game. He had over 100 yards receiving. That's it. You didn't really get anything from Allen. You didn't get anything from Moore. You didn't get anything from Kmet. He's having a down year. And the running back, too, the kid they got from DeAndre Swift, who they got from Detroit. Not very good. They recovered two fumbles in that game, too, Andy, and they still lost by like three scores. So that tells you something right there. League ranks on offense. They are 28th in yards per game. The Patriots are dead last in yards per game this year. In points per game, Bears a little higher. They're 19th, averaging about 21.5 points per game. The Patriots, 30th, averaging 15.7 points per game. I know that May has only played three games, but oh, my God. 15.7. This has really been a continuation of last year, hasn't it? Like, last year it was low. It was like 13 points a game. But they really haven't improved putting up points.
It's like a 3 to 4 year window here of just abysmal offense that we've had to watch.
I know.
Awful.
It's really bad. Like, bottom of the league bad. On defense, the Bears are 12th in yards allowed. Patriots 25th. Points per game. Chicago Bears, they've been good at this. Only allowing 18.5 points per game. That's 5th in the league. The Patriots are 21st. Offseason additions and subtractions. They had a big offseason. They fired most of their assistants. They fired both coordinators. They hired Getsy. Oh, no, sorry. They fired Getsy and then hired Waldron, your buddy there from Tufts. And none of that's really worked out all that well. They kept the head coach and redid all the coordinators, which we'll get to that in a second, but I think is not a good strategy. They extended Jalen Johnson. That was a good move. They traded Justin Fields for a sixth-round pick, or a conditional sixth-round pick, I think it was. They signed Kevin Byard, the safety, who I like. They traded for Keenan Allen, which I liked the move at the time. They signed Swift. They signed Gerald Everett, who was a pretty good tight end there in L.A. with the Chargers all those years. And I'd say revamped their offense in a very real way for their rookie quarterback, which I'll tell you what, I know it's not going great for them right now, but if the Patriots had done this for Drake May, I'd be very, very happy, even if they were 4-5 or whatever they are at this point in the season. That would be acceptable. You look at that and say, okay, it's not a perfect start. We're not Washington. We're not Jaden Daniels. But, hey, you got something here. This kid is supported, and we're going to right the ship and get him going in the right direction at some point back this season. The Patriots, it's, hey, Drake, save us. You're all we got. Go out there and do it.
Yeah, I don't love their roster and some of, like, Keenan Allen's clearly on the back, not nine, probably the back one or two.
More like the freshman 15 is what it looks like to him.
DJ Moore, I've always liked, but I'm not sure where his head is at right now. I do think Odunze is going to be a good NFL wide receiver. They definitely have a better roster than the Patriots. Like, some of its acquisitions and some of its acquisitions from the last couple years. Like, they got DJ Moore in the trade. They drafted Cole Kmet a few years ago. They've kind of been building that offense. They obviously drafted Odunze this year.
Yep.
So they definitely have a roster that has way more offensive weapons than the Patriots.
Yes, no they question. Certainly do. Not a ton of offseason drama. They were drafting first overall, so I think everybody was pretty excited about the offseason and all the other things that they did. They did, though, have coaching changes, but not really. It's kind of like the Patriots. Not exactly one-for-one, but it's similar in that they moved on. It was like the inverse, like a bizarro Patriots. They move on from all the coordinators. They keep the head coach. The Patriots move on from the head coach, but keep his, not coordinators, but people who are on his staff and bring them along. And I think Bears fans are frustrated by that. The fact that you got this new quarterback, but instead of starting him off with a new coach, you're keeping the old guy who no one really liked and trying out new coordinators to see how that fits. And I don't know. I mean, I kind of sympathize with Bears fans. That doesn't seem like a particularly good strategy, especially now where it seems like Eberflus has lost that locker room.
Well, I never think that's a good idea. I don't think they should have kept the head coach. You brought in a rookie quarterback, number one pick, marry him up with somebody, probably a young offensive mind head coach that you're hoping you hit on. And that pair is together for the next foreseeable future. Instead, you keep a holdover defensive coach. You generally, when head coaches replace both coordinators, it's because the owner said either they go or you go, and it's some weird like last ditch effort to save their tenure with the team. And I don't even know if it's ever really worked. It just seems like a terrible plan.
Yeah, for the most part, I'd say it's a pretty bad one, and it's going bad right now. I don't think that they're a lost cause or anything, but it's amazing how Brian yesterday, he's like, I think they're going to lose this game. Like, people are really concerned they're going to lose to the Patriots. If you're a Bears fan listening right now and you're worried that the things are off the rail, don't worry. If you lose to the Patriots, then you worry. Like, that's when you do that. All the wins they have this year are against bad teams. You've beaten Carolina and Tennessee and all these crappy teams. You don't worry now. You worry if you lose to the Patriots. That's when you're allowed to start worrying.
Part of their problem is I think they have a ridiculous schedule coming up.
They
I
do.
Believe.
They got their whole division like over and over
Green
again.
Bay, so after the Patriots goes Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, San Francisco, Minnesota, Detroit, Seattle, and Green Bay. You have one winnable game. It's Seattle.
Yeah.
They might lose out the rest of the season.
They might.
If they lose to the Patriots, they may not win another game this year. They may finish 4-13.
Division games, though, you know? I mean, as good as those teams are, they are division games, and you never know what's going to happen in them. Anyway, here's some players to watch. How about DJ Moore? He's not had a great season so far. He's still very talented. Roma Dunze, both those guys, wide receiver. Allen hasn't been good this year either. I still think he's a good possession receiver. Cole Kmet. I mentioned Jalen Johnson, the defensive back. Byards. I like Edmonds, their middle linebacker, too. He's pretty good. Anybody else that you're looking for on
Kmet,
Sunday?
To me, is the guy to watch out for a big game. The middle of the field. Patriots defense, the middle of the field has been a problem. No Kyle Duggar. No Jabril Peppers. You got Hawkins and whoever else. Marte Mapu. My guess is they put... I mean, I don't know. Do they put... is DJ Moore banged up? Do they put Gonzo on a Dunze or more, whatever. But if I'm Caleb Williams, I'm looking to work the middle of the field with Cole Kmet till they stop me. I think Cole Kmet could have about 12 catches for 150 yards.
Okay, I think I smell a prop bet. There you go. Former Patriots and Bears crossover this year, not a whole lot. You got Byron Coward over there in Chicago and Amir Speed. You remember him? Seventh round pick a couple years ago. He's in Chicago as well. He's like a rotation defensive back for them. And that's it. Not a lot of crossover there. But now it is time for the moment you've all been waiting for. Really the grand finale here of all this, the part everyone likes. That is the all-time Patriots Bears team. And this one, surprisingly or not surprisingly, I would say, is pretty defense heavy. Your quarterbacks, Doug Flutie, your starter.
What's wrong with Chicago when they nothing.
I just forgot he was ever played for
CFL
Chicago.
CFL legend.
Certainly was. He'll be backed up by Brian Hoyer. Not bad there. Nice little couple of little guys, but you know, that's fine.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Running bay. Mid can't see over the line, but you know, whatever. Your running backs are Cordarrelle Patterson, who I consider a running back. He was a wide receiver for a while and just like a return guy, but now he's a straight up running back. Tony Carter, who I don't really remember, and Mark with the C. Edwards, who I feel like has played for every team in the league. Tight ends. It's pretty good. Marty Bennett.
Yep.
Marv Cook.
Matthew Cook played for them?
He did. He played for the Bears, I think, 1 year. And Matthew Mulligan. Remember him? The kid from Maine?
I do remember Matthew Mulligan from Maine.
Yes. So decent little tight end room there.
Yeah.
Wide receiver room, not quite so good. It's led by Brandon Lloyd, who had a brief stint in Chicago. After that, you ready for this? Greg McMurtry.
Ooh. Brockton's own, right?
Brockton's own, that's right. Damir Bird.
Oh, yeah.
N'Keal Harry.
Oh.
Michael Timpson.
Oh. Yeah, not great.
Tough.
Not great.
Like the Chicago Bears most years, not a great wide receiver room.
Yeah.
Offensive line, there wasn't a lot. The Bears go back a long way, so there was some like in the 60s that I didn't recognize, so I just went with Riley Reiff and someone named Bob Hyland. And then on defense, you got something here, all right? How about this defensive line? Mark Anderson, who I like. I know you don't.
Yeah.
Ted Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Byron Coward, Akeem Hicks, a couple of edge rushers right there. Then Rosie Colvin.
That's a good front.
Brian Cox, Daron Harmon, and Brandon Merriweather.
That's a good defense.
I'd take that defense. I'd take that defense today.
I mean, that defensive front would have a chance to be dominant. They could stop the run. They could put pressure up the middle, pressure off the edges, especially Rosie Colvin pre-hip injury when he got here. That's a good defensive front.
I like
that's definitely
front.
The strength of that team.
Oh, yeah.
The monsters of the Midway.
Absolutely. The all-time Patriots Bears team. You know what I loved about Rosie Colvin? My favorite thing about Rosie Colvin
his cupcakes.
Is when, I don't know about that, but I liked when he'd be on the field and someone would, like an offensive lineman would jump, and instead of pointing at him, Colvin would just run up and deck the guy like every single time. And they're not allowed to do it. They changed the rule, and they changed it because of him. I said that to him on Twitter once. He's like, you know, they changed that rule because of me. I was like, no, I didn't actually, Rosie Coleman. Thank you for informing me of that, but that's true. And I used to love that. A guy would flinch and just, boom, here comes Coleman. He decks him, bowls the guy over. He used to do that all the time.
Yeah, he was a really good dude.
Not
really,
allowed to anymore.
Really nice guy. And he opened up a cupcake shop in the greater Indianapolis area, as long with like a UPS store, and the cupcakes were phenomenal.
Really?
He brought some to the Combine when we were there 1 year. The moistest. Oh, such good cupcakes.
All right. Well, I'll have to look into that. There you go. That is your Chicago Bears scouting report here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll wrap things up next with odds and ends.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.